The theme of World Water Day for the year 2024 is leveraging water for peace. Collaborating to solve water-related issues creates positive outcomes and builds resilience to shared challenges. Pal Mai Deng, South Sudan Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation, says his ministry is struggling to provide clean water to the residents of South Sudan in the backdrop of funding challenges.
Nile is passing through us, yet we have shortage of or scarcity of water. This is a challenge, but it is also true that no matter how available water is, the allocation of this resource from where it is abundant to where it is not is always a matter of responsibilities, and it has to come along with the financial resources.
Ajang Abraham Agok is the Executive Director of Water for South Sudan, an American nonprofit funded in 2003 to drill wells, deliver hygiene education, and provide sanitation services to the people of South Sudan. Ajang says roads access to some communities poses challenges to his efforts to provide clean water in some remote parts of South Sudan.
It's really quite a challenge also of the sustainability and how the services can be maintained. There's a lack of supplies in this country. The community are really, 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 when the well is breaking down, they don't have supplies to repair all the well. And this is where Water for South Sudan came in with Water Institute, that has been formed recently for sustainability, to sustain those services to have been provided and also to capacity build them so that they will be able to take care of themselves.
Early this year, South Sudan's economic cluster led by Vice President James Wani-Igga approved the proposed $9 million US for the purchase of water tankers to supply clean water across Juba Town. Minister Pal Mai says the decision to buy water tankers is important and his office will continue with the plan to help reduce the price of water within Juba Town. Thomas Ojok is a civil engineer and a resident of Gudele Block 5. He says water tankers take advantage of South Sudanese living on the outskirts of Juba Town.
Water tankers, they prefer to take the water far, a bit far from the where the water point is, to ensure that they get maximum gains from it. Because apparently the nearer you are to the water point, the cheaper it is for you to buy water. But the further you are, it's a bit expensive. So they are taking advantage of the situation to make maximum gain for themselves.
The theme for World Water Day changes every year, but the central focus remains on topics relevant to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, which is in line with the targets of Sustainable Development Goals No. 6. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.